Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Big Butt Girls, Hard-Headed Women by Rodessa Jones. Thank you for listening.
Hey, now. Hey, you. Yes, I'm talking to you. Is your business through? Well, then come on over here and kiss me. Don't cost you much to kiss me. Yeah, you can kiss me. What? No, take your hands off me, man. No, take your hands off me. I wasn't doing nothing. Get up off me, man. I wasn't doing nothing. Take your hands off me. Take your hands off me. Hey, man. Hey, Nadine. Y'all call my mother, girl. Y'all, they taking me to jail, and I wasn't doing nothing. Take your hands off me, dude. I said, get your hands up off me, man. Hey, Claudette. Please, girl, call my grandmother. Y'all, they taking me to jail, and I wasn't doing nothing.
Good morning. I'm Rodessa Jones from the California Arts Council. I will be teaching aerobics here at the city jail every Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock. My pass is newly issued. I have clearance for all the jails. You're going to have to run a check. Sergeant, why would I want to break into jail? Most folks I know want to break out. No, it's not that I'm being a wise ass. It's just that I have no great need to sneak into San Francisco City Jail first thing on a Wednesday morning. Oh, this is my beatbox, and these are my tapes. What does NWA stand for? Niggas with attitudes. They advocate cop killing. Well, you see, I don't know about all that. The women in my group like and requested this music. You know, I would love to discuss this with you, but I do have a class to teach. I beg your pardon. Read my lips, okay? I have far better things to do with my time than sneak into San Francisco City Jail first thing on a Wednesday morning. Now, could I have my pass, please? Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, ladies. Okay, to begin today's movement exercises, we're gonna start with some windmills. Everybody with me? Together, breathe out, and one, and two, and three, and four. Other side, and one, and two, and three, and four. Good, everybody shake it out. Yes, okay. All right, all you big butt girls. It's time to get another booty for your body, yes. I'm standing up here looking out there at all those big old out-of-shape butts. And I'm wondering, what's the use of having a big old butt if you can't express yourself with it? You know what I'm saying? If you can't use it. So right now we're going to begin by tightening up our buns with some lunges. Everybody with me? Together, breathe out and one and two and three and four. In jail. a black woman artist working in jail. I look out at all those faces, and that's my mother's face. That's my sister's face. And that's my daughter's face. And I'm wondering, how in the hell did they get here in the first place? And then I'm soon made to realize that it is but for a flip of fate that it could be me in here and she out there. Janita, Paula, Jessica. 85% of all women incarcerated in U.S. penal institutions are women of color. Donna, Naomi, Gloria. 50% of those women are African American women. It is a revolving door. Can a body catch a body? Can a body catch a body? Can a body catch a body? A body. And how do I, as one woman artist, make a difference? How to provide a supportive environment in the face of women who know that it is so hard to live anyway? And when do we counter life-threatening situations like drug addiction, domestic violence, alcoholism, AIDS? And where do we come to grips with that awful fact that screams, women die far faster from it? Okay, good. All right, we're gonna continue on now by stretching the tongue. The tongue is an extension of the face. So everybody with me, together, breathe out and out and high and high and up and down and all around, all the way and up, around and high and high and up and down. Good. All you working girls, pay attention. So many faces, so many masks, so many stories, so many songs. Hey! Turn it off! Yeah! Come on, baby! Oh, do me! Do me, yeah! Oh, you want me to be the daddy? Well, do you think you could be my woman? Oh, yeah! Move with the groove. Oh! Do me? Oh, you gotta smell my stuff. I'll smell the stuff, baby, yeah! You too? You gonna sandwich me? I got two bitches that think they bad. Well, do me? Do me? Oh, yeah! Ice a bitch, okay? Hit me! Bigger and better bitches than you have hit me, okay? Just because I let you smell my stuff, don't make it your stuff. It's still my stuff. Everybody and anybody will use you, so you best get using first, okay? I learned early. A man or a woman ain't nothing but a plaything. And I tell them all, this is like the lotto, baby. You got to be in this to win this. Later for all that ooh, baby, this and ooh, baby, that. I believe in action, so you best get on the A-team. You know, you remind me of my old man, Tyrone. Yeah, Tyrone in love with me, always has been, and I can understand that. But I told him I was born a full-grown woman, and it ain't about my woman this and my woman that. I'm my own woman. But like a lot of men's, he didn't want to listen, wanted to control me, wanted to be my daddy. Well, my daddy is dead, baby, and my mama raised me to be strong and on my own. So he gets all mad because he ain't ready for the real deal, because the reality check has to do with me, my baby, and my baby staying with Gerber's. So I'm a prostitute, straight up, because I decided a long time ago there wasn't no man gonna tell me what to do, because I'm a full-grown woman, straight up and down, or my name ain't Regina Brown. Word. Come on, hit me, bitch. Please hit me. Down on our backs, ladies. Breathe. Let it go. Let your spine fall long and soft along the floor. Breathe. Now I want you to bring your feet and your hands into the air, and we're going to bend and stretch. Bend and stretch. Good. Breathe. Now I want you to take your feet, legs back over your head into the plow. Good. Now walk with it. Breathe. One and two and three and four. Good. Now this will make you very popular, okay? You can go home and scare him to death. He'll say, well, damn, baby, I thought you was in jail. You'll say, oh, no, darling, I've been at a health spa. Good, breathe. Okay, now I want you to take the legs and the feet, and you're going to roll down the body, bringing the feet to meet the mat. Good, hands by your side. And in one breath, we're all going to come up to sitting. Ready? And up. Good. Good. Everybody's working very well. To complete this segment of movement today, we're going to end with some hand dancing. Everybody with me? Together? You've got to do what I do and say what I say. Ready? And dancing is defined as any movement of the feet with the body in a standing position. Dance officials will issue a warning if two women are not dancing. Are not dancing. Are not dancing. Good. Mama, Mama Pearl, I missed you in class today.
Well, I can't always be coming to class now. They done made me a trustee. That means I get to move around in here. I get to work.
Well, Mama, I like your hair. But then you always look so spiffy, so sharp. I like that.
Baby, that's why they made me the trustee. They know they can send me all over this jail. And it beats sitting in that damn day room with all them bitches cussing, clowning, smoking. And pretty soon, somebody gonna be fighting. But I'm glad you're here. And if you don't teach them nothing else, teach them to have enough self-respect to learn how to wash their funky butts. Hear my hand to God? Some of them so young, they don't even know how to use a Tampax. You know, I've been in and out of the joint since 1965, and I ain't never seen as bad as it is today. Young women coming and going this day and time, they ain't got no sense of theyself. I got three daughters. My oldest daughter was born deaf and dumb. She the reason I went to jail in the first place. You see, I embezzled some money from this company that I was working in so that I could pay for that special training. That special training that I knew my daughter was gonna need to take care of herself despite her handicap. These girls, they need somebody to help them understand that you ain't got to be in and out of jail to feel important. They got to find a reason to cut loose that crack and get rid of these men that'll pimp them for a car, leather coat, and more drugs. Look at them. Hear my hand to God. Most of them ain't 25 years old yet and have the nerve to be pregnant up in here. Like I told you, I got three daughters. Three. And I'd rather see these bitches flush them babies down the toilet than grunt them in the world and treat them like they do. How? the way they'll lease their baby to the dope man for a rock. A rock, honey. And then the dope man, he gonna get busted, trust me. The police come in, boom, kick the door in, take his poor pitiful butt off the jail, and then that baby is lost to the state. Oh. And then these bitches wanna cry to me about their babies. You know what I tell them? Take that whining and complaining somewhere else. Cause when you was out there slipping and sliding, peeping and hiding high out of your mind, I did not get one nut. I did not experience one thrill behind your mess. So please, take that drama someplace else. I see you looking at me, darling. I know it's a hard line, but in this life, I've learned you got to come with something to get something. I'll see you next Wednesday, Mama. You take care of yourself. Bye.
Mama, hey, Mama, hey, Brittany. Brittany, it's Mommy. Hi, baby. Now, don't cry. You be a big girl. Mommy's coming home real soon, I promise. Mama, what Mr. Sullivan say about when I can get out of here? Ain't that some stuff? He know we ain't got no property. Collateral my butt. And anyway, I wasn't doing nothing. Resisting arrest. Mama, I wasn't resisting arrest. I was with Big Willie, and we was on our way to his sister Gail's house when the police stopped Willie, ran a check on him, come back to the car, and asked me for some ID. I asked why. They say I was in the company of a known felon. I said, felon or not, this man is my baby's daddy. And then the white police gonna say, well, that makes your baby a felon, too. I said, your mama's a felon. Mm-hmm, yes, I did. And then the black police, he gonna get all up in my face and call me a dope man's bitch. Mama, you know I don't do no dope. So I said, you the dope, and you can kiss this bitch's butt. Mm-hmm, yes, I did. And then he tried to snatch me out of the car. And by that time, Willie was all over him. So the next thing I know, we down here in jail. Mama, don't worry. Now, Mama, listen. Don't cry. Remind Aunt Osie to call social services and tell them people that she gonna keep the kids while you in the hospital. Cause Mama, listen to me. Mama, y'all don't know nothing about no criminal activity. To some of these people try to take my kids and put them in a foster home. I love my kids. Mommy, love you, Brittany. You kiss your little brother for Mommy, and I love you too, Mama. Pray, Mama. Don't worry. Pray. Pray for Willie, Mama. Bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Amy, tell him, girl. Tell him about Bob. Y'all better come on. This white girl is talking stuff. Come on, y'all, before the commercial come on. Come on. Regina, don't turn that. That's my favorite soap. Can't you see I was watching it? Well, you ain't watching it now. Who gives a damn about the days of our lives? Regina, why can't you have respect for other people sometime, huh? All My Children is coming on next, and I fully intend to watch it.
I need something to calm my nerves after all the excitement we done had around here this morning. Yeah, you do. Mama Pearl, did that lady really kill her baby and cause her some crack? I just don't understand it.
She did it, trust me. And it wasn't cause of no crack. It was because of that man of hers.
Yeah. If the truth be told, she smothered that baby to get even with him for leaving her.
Now, this is what I heard. Check it out, okay? Because it is too real, all right? Check it out. Bitch. Baby, we through.
Because you finish. You to the curb, baby. You to the curb because the corner don't want you. Your butt's out. You ain't nothing but a dope fiend.
And all I want out of this mother is my baby, because you ain't nothing but a dope fiend. Your butt is out. Now, she the dope fiend after this sucker brings the dope in the house in the first place.
You mean they was tweaking? Yeah, that's the sin of it all. They all out of their minds on cocaine when he decides that he gonna leave her. Poor thing. I hear she loved him with a hungry love.
Oh, Deborah ain't no stupid woman, okay? She got a degree from Berkeley, had a good job. They was happy. They was living good until they started messing with cocaine.
That's why I don't do no dope. Ain't no man gonna make me do something to my kids like that for all the love in the world. Doris, don't be talking about what you ain't gonna do. You keep your eyes open, and you keep on living.
Yeah, because I done seen some suckers do some strange things in the name of love, okay? Well, later for love. Love kills. But it's a damn shame that this thing had to happen, ain't it? I want my MTV.
Who are these women? And what are they to you? To you? To you? They wear my mother's face, my sister's face, my daughter's face, and now my granddaughter's face? You know, working in the jails, I don't delude myself and pretend that the time that I spend with these people is gonna make a whole hell of a lot of difference. Their problems are too great, too immense. But I was raised in a family by a mother and a father who taught me that when your problems become too great, too immense, you can always take them to God. Now the African in my American instructs me to take it to the ancestors.
Spirit catchers.
Catch the spirit.
This is a spirit catcher for one Regina Brown. Regina? Regina Brown, age 27. Regina? Regina Brown, who was murdered in the winter of 1989. Regina, daughter, sister, lover, mama, Regina? Regina Brown, the mother of two children, left her howling on the ground. Regina! Mama! Regina Brown left a boy and a girl to make it here in this hard luck place called the world. Regina! Regina, daughter,
sister, mama, lover, Regina Brown, whore with a heart of gold, Regina Brown, Regina, Regina Brown, who with a little direction could have been running the world, or at least the World Bank. Regina, Carla, Gloria, Pearl, Paulette, Lily, Paula, Susan, Teresa, Doris, Lena, Regina, Regina, daughter, sister, lover, mama.
Before I go, I'd like to ask a few questions. How many people have ever been mugged? Had your credit card stolen, misused, and abused? Been raped? Know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who's killed somebody. My point is, we are all involved here. We make up the circle that is the I, the us, the them. I have a nephew. He is doing 10 to 15 years in a Northern California state penitentiary for manslaughter. I love him very much. He writes, "Hi, Aunt Ro. I was glad you wrote. How is everyone? I hope things are well. I haven't heard anything from anyone in my immediate family. I have just put in for a transfer, and I think that I just may get it this time, and that would put me much closer to home. There they have a much more progressive music program and plenty of college courses that I want to take. So once I get there, I should become a force unto myself, and I plan to use that force once I get out. The truth is, I feel as though a person coming out of the penitentiary should have a better chance at making it than the average person on the streets, but I guess that only applies if the person has used his or her time wisely while incarcerated. I love you, Aunt Rodessa. Thank you for sticking by me through these times. God's peace be on you. Strawberry thoughts and chocolate dreams forever."
You just heard "Big Butt Girls, Hard-Headed Women" by Rodessa Jones, broadcast by New American Radio.